Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
A delicious hoax. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
After Thomas Edison invented the phonograph in 1877, he was truly America's darling. A hero, a genius, someone who the public believed was able to solve the world's problems with elegance, intelligence, and grace. But the public also probably should have known when he became the subject of one of the greatest hoaxes in the 1800s, a wildly preposterous machine advertised to end world hunger. Good thought, but the concept needs some workshopping. Let's talk about Edison's food from dirt, water, and air machine. On April 1st, 1878, readers of the New York Graphic saw an advertisement in large print saying, "A food creator, period. Edison invents a machine that will feed the human race!" Exclamation point. Manufacturing biscuit, meat, vegetables, and wine out of air, water, and common earth. Yes, it said, Thomas Edison had accomplished an insane task that could turn dirt from his own basement into meat, fruit, even wine. The device that, quote, would feed the human race ran on air, water, and dirt. Simple, right? Reporter William Crawford wrote the piece, describing a lunch provided by the machine at Edison's Menlo Park headquarters. The lunch included head cheese, a type of cold cut, that tasted like woodcock, a type of game bird, a coffee-like beverage, quote, different from anything I'd ever seen, and sweet gelatin covered in cream and jelly. When Edison came to the table to greet Crawford, he revealed that the graphic was his favorite paper, and that he was excited that the food of the future would be, quote, oranges and cabbages that had never felt the wind and rain, and pork and partridges that had never been alive. The problem was, of course, was that this machine was not real. And yeah, it became a pretty big problem. Let's take a break. In the last sentence of the New York Graphic ad, reporter William Crawford awakens from a nap, twist, which reveals that the entire article was from a dream sequence. It was not real. Despite it basically saying it wasn't real right in the damn article, people didn't get the joke, or maybe just ignored it, and reprinted the rest of the article's contents as actual news. The graphic later published an addendum condemning, quote, the careless American habit of hasty reading that hid the truth. Edison had no idea that this article ran until he received letters asking about the price of his new machine. But Edison liked a good joke. He leaned in, saying that his machine, quote, can change fire clay into rice pudding and cornmeal into gold dust. It helped that he was friendly with Crawford, the actual writer of the piece. Because of the whole ordeal, later that month, Crawford gave Edison perhaps his most famous nickname, the Wizard of Menlo Park. Edison was most certainly a scientific wizard, but also one with a pretty good sense of humor.
Hey, history is full of bizarre, unsolved mysteries. And over time, these stories have been bent by rumor, warped by social media, and twisted into legend. I'm Michael May, and on A Study of Strange, we dig into these real mysteries and seek the truth, as close as we can get anyway. Recently, we've covered true crime cases like the Greystone Mansion murder, the Red Lipstick Killer, and America's first reported serial killers. Of course, every now and then we also dive into the odd, esoteric, and paranormal, including vanishing people, haunted locations, and UFO history. So if you like your mysteries historical, or if you love a good debunking every now and then, search A Study of Strange wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, the truth is always stranger than fiction.